Chav Vav, according to our new schedule. We are up to Siv Beis. We're going to be doing the first half of it today. In Mevarchin Al HaYoreach Ela B'Motzoi Shabbos, the Mechaber says that when one only does Kiddush Levana Motzoi Shabbos, Kishehu Mevusam, when he's eaten well, Uvagodov Noim, and his clothes are nice. You're wearing your Shabbos clothes. The Mishnah Berurah first of all says this is only a mitzvah and a muvchar. He brings a Magid Meisharim, who says that there's a simin, a month that you say Kiddush Levana Matzoi Shabbos, you'll be matzliach. We'll find later, though, that the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who hold that you don't have to be makban at all together. Matzoi Shabbos includes Matzoi Yontif. Obviously, the timeim are the same. We're mevusim, we're in good clothes. Now, the Bach and the Gra say not to wait. As soon as you can be Mechadish Levana, don't wait for Matzoi Shabbos. Says the Ramah now, Hagav v'davkim leil Matzoi Shabbos u'kodum yud b'chodesh. It's only if Matzoi Shabbos is before the 10th of the month, that's when he would tell you to wait for Matzoi Shabbos. Oz mamtinen ad Matzoi Shabbos. Avlam u'acharkach e matinen ad Matzoi Shabbos. But if it's later, you don't wait for Matzoi Shabbos. Shem yebez leila so gimel odalid anonim v'lo yiru ha'levana. Because there's always a good chance that there'll be four cloudy nights following that, and you won't be able to see the levana altogether. V'yavar azman. And you'll miss this man. So according to the Ramah, the Zman that you wait for Matzoi Shabbos is if Matzoi Shabbos is before the 10th of the month. But otherwise not. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the real Shir is not the 10th. But what it means is 5 nights before the end of the Zman of Kiddush Levana. And we'll see, the Zman of Kiddush Levana is exactly halfway through the Shir of the Molid, which is 29 days. And then there's Elif Tash Tzag Chalokim, which is approximately 12 hours and 40 minutes. Says the Ramah now, Ukshemekachem also bechol yesh lilbos begodim noim. If you do Kiddush Levana on a weekday, then you're supposed to put on special clothes. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not our minhag today. Now the Mishnah Berurah also speaks out. It's this thing that people make that you need a minyan for Kiddush Levana. So he says it's a nice thing because of Barav Amhadris Melech. But if it's after the 10th day, don't do that. Furthermore, he says that really, Baravam, you're Mekayim with 3 people, and you don't really need 10 for that. A Mekadshin Levana Kodem Tisha B'Av, the Ramah Shita is that you're not Mekadsh Levana before Tisha B'Av because we're in Avelis. And Tisha B'Av is not really the time that you want to be Mekabal the Pnei Ashchina, which is Besimcha. And not only Tisha B'Av, but the whole 9 days, and you wait until after Tisha B'Av. The Magen Avram says the same thing goes for an Ovel who's sitting Shiva. He's not Mechadish Levana. But the Magen Avram says that if you will not be getting up from Shiva till the 10th day of the month, we're afraid he'll miss Kiddush Levana. She should be Mechadish Levana, actually be Mei Avelis. The Bir Halacha doesn't like that. The only time he allows an Ovel to be Mechadish Levana is if he's mamish going to miss the entire Zman. Velo kodem Yom HaKippurim, also not before Yom Kippur, because of Emas Hadin, the Levush and the Beis Meir say to do Kiddush Levana. On the contrary, they say that the schus of Kiddush Levana will add to a good din. Ubematzoi Yom HaKippurim, Mekachin also. Matzoi Yom Kippur, you can be Mechadish Levana. Da'oz Shorin Besimcha. Avalo Matzoi Tisha B'Av V'Shar Tainis. Not Matzoi, a different Tainis, only Matzoi Tisha B'Av. Now, first of all, Tainis Esther is not like that. Matzoi Tainis Esther, you should definitely be Mekadosh Levana, it's late enough in the month. But there are many who are cholik altogether, and they say that there's nothing terrible about Matzoi Tainis. The Isser, though, is be Mekadosh, not the Isser, but you're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana before you eat. So you should go home and eat, and then do Kiddush Levana. Many are annoyed that way. Matzoi Tisha B'Av, they will not do Kiddush Levana until they go home and eat, put on shoes, and then come back. Matzoi Yom Kippur is the exception, and that is because of we are Sameach, that we came out of the din on Matzoi Yom Kippur, and we're confident that we got a kapara. If Matzoi Tisha B'Av is on Thursday night, the Mishnah Brura says that you should wait until Matzoi Shabbos. Further, the Mekachin also Matzoi Shabbos Shechal Bo Yontif. You don't do Kiddush Levana on Yontif, certainly not on Shabbos. Now, what's B'dievid? If it's the last night of the Zman Kiddush Levana, the Mishnah Brura holds that you should do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yontif.